Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. What a joy this feast is. What a joy. The freedom from sin, the opportunity to draw closer to the Lord and to prepare us even more to see Him face to face. You know, when I see the Lord, as I ardently pray that I will, when I see the Lord face to face, I'm going to remember all of you and ask you to all just come right up beside me. We'll just gaze upon the Lord together. But today, we celebrate His resurrection because He lived and died, suffered horribly for us. He rose again on the third day to show us that we too who die will live. We will rise from the dead and have heaven forever. I don't know about you, but I'm actually eager to think more about what it will be like to be in heaven. And I'm sure I can't even begin to imagine it. But I know there are many of you. We'll just gather together when we get to heaven. We'll just gather together and be before the Lord together. Today, we take a look at the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10, verse 34, and then 37 to 43. Peter proceeded to speak and said, "You know what has happened all over Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. He went about doing good and healing all those oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses of all that he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. This man God raised on the third day, and granted that he be visible, not to all the people, but to us, the witnesses chosen by God in advance, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commissioned us to preach to the people and testify that he is the one anointed by God as judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him will receive forgiveness of sins through his name." Do you really believe in him? Are you just mouthing the words? Do you believe? Have you asked God to strengthen your faith if your faith is very shaky? God loves you. He has worked a miracle for us. He has saved us from eternal death and given us life by his death, by his resurrection. And then he leaves with us the Eucharist that we might feed on his flesh and blood every day or almost every day of the week. What more could God do for us? What more? Brothers and sisters, he loved us and he commissioned us to preach to the people and testify that he is the one appointed by God as judge of the living and the dead. He's the one appointed. To him all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him will receive forgiveness. I emphasize that again because I want you to hear that. There's no sin too great or no sin too small that God will not forgive if we come to him with a contrite heart. Please, please don't turn away from him. You will receive forgiveness of sins through his name. And Psalm 118 says, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. Let the house of Israel say, his mercy endures forever. The right hand of the Lord has struck with power. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord." That's for all of us who follow him, who seek forgiveness when we fail and get up and keep offering ourselves to God. "I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. by the Lord has this been done. It is wonderful in our eyes. What God is building, what God is raising up is a people who belong to him, who believe him, who follow him, who don't discredit him, who don't try to sin. And when they sin, they repent immediately. That's what God wants. That's not impossible for us. It's hard sometimes, but it's not impossible. Please, on this great, glorious day of the resurrection, let us celebrate it, not just by, and I don't mean not just by going to Mass, but not just by doing the external things that we do on Easter, but really to open our hearts to the goodness of God and ask him for new courage and new hope and new strength. He will give it to you. And then we read from Paul to the Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 4. Brothers and sisters, if then you were raised with Christ, seek what is above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above and not what is on earth. For you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. You and I, we who are living here on the earth, we will die and our life will be hidden with Christ in God if we have trusted him and turned to him and asked forgiveness for our sins. When Christ, your life, appears, then you too will appear with him in glory. Do you hear that? What more could God promise us? What more could God give us than to have eternal life with him? Let's skip now for a moment to the Gospel according to John, chapter 20, verses 1 to 9. On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and she went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down. He saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there and the cloth that had covered his head. Not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. And then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed. For they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. Jesus came back to life after horrendous suffering and crucifixion. Jesus came back to life. People wanted to come and visit his grave, but what they found was an empty grave. Jesus was risen from the dead. This is our God, brothers and sisters. This is not just a facsimile or some idea about what God is. This is what God did on this earth on our behalf to bring us to him in heaven. He loves us. And what we want to do is to be able to praise him and worship him in this season. Before we look at the sequence, I wanted to read something from Pope Francis. Pope Francis says, "The heartbeat of the risen Lord is granted us as a gift, a present, a new horizon. The beating heart of the risen Lord is given to us, and we are asked to give it in turn as a transforming force, as the leaven of a new humanity. In the resurrection, Jesus rolled back the stone of the tomb, but he wants also to break down all the walls that keep us locked in our sterile pessimism. That is what Easter calls us to proclaim, the heartbeat of the risen Lord." You know, for days after Easter, when I walk down the street, I'll just say, "He is risen, hallelujah." And I think probably some people think I'm nuts, but so many people turn around and say, "He is." And it brings joy to my heart. I'm not shouting it. I just quietly say it as I go, my people, he is risen. And people respond to me. That's what we want to be able to do, is to acknowledge what he has done for us. This is what made them return in haste to tell the news. That is what made them lay aside their mournful gait and their sad looks. They returned to the city to meet up with others. Brothers and sisters, everybody's coming awake. They go to the tomb. They see it's empty. They don't know what they're going to encounter. It hasn't all come clear to them. But they know that Jesus, who was dead, is now alive. Think of that. Think of that. Unlike the disciples, the women are present, just as they had been present as the Master breathed his last on the cross. And then with Joseph of Arimathea as he was laid in the tomb, two women who did not run away, who remained steadfast. And suddenly there was a great earthquake. Unexpectedly, those women felt a powerful tremor as something or someone made the earth shake beneath their feet. Once again, someone came to tell them, "Do not be afraid," but now adding, "He has been raised as he said." He is raised from the dead. Your God is alive. Your God knows you. He knows absolutely everything about you and about me. He knows it. He knows it when we've been frightened. He knows when we've been angry. He knows when we've hated. He knows when we've cheated. He knows all about us. But he loves us. And he died for you and he died for me upon the cross. Brothers and sisters, let us truly rejoice this day. Really rejoice. Our God is a good God. The sequence for today says this: Christians, to the Paschal victim, offer your thankful praises. A lamb the sheep redeems. Christ, who only is sinless, reconciles sinners to the Father. Death and life have contended in that combat stupendous. The Prince of Life, who died, reigns immortal. Speak, Mary, declaring what you saw, wayfaring. The tomb of Christ who is living, the glory of Jesus' resurrection, bright angels attesting, the shroud and napkin resting. Yes, Christ, my hope is arisen. To Galilee he goes before you. Christ indeed from death is risen, our new life obtaining. Have mercy, Victor King, ever reigning. Amen. Alleluia. Brothers and sisters, this is how God loves you. This is how much he loves you. He gave his whole life for you. He pours out his life for you. And so exultant with paschal gladness, O Lord, we offer the sacrifice by which your church is wondrously reborn and nourished through Christ our Lord. Brothers and sisters, take these words, ponder these words for the Mass of this glorious Sunday. Ponder them and make a decision to heed them. May God bless you. Alleluia. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.